Now, the rest of the story. If you ever wanted to play doctor, here's your chance. A physician who is also director of a sanitarium. You got this outpatient, he's not been committed, and until he is actually medically, legally judged incompetent, he'll be able to go and come as he pleases. The complaint is recurrent nervous breakdowns, and the question is this. How long are you going to keep treating and releasing him before you're forced to admit that his situation is hopeless? So, let's pretend you are the chief of staff of a sanitarium in Michigan when into your office walks this young man. He is a newspaper editor, has been working hard days, nights, when suddenly a strange, apparently unwarranted depression struck. Now all at once he was unable to meet the demands of his job, could no longer tolerate more than a half hour at the office each day. For the first time in his life he was distant, listless, unresponsive, and over the weeks his condition only grew worse. Finally, his anxious father called a doctor. Diagnosis? That's right, the young man was suffering a nervous breakdown. So now here he is, barely 23, seeking your help. You interview him, and you conclude that he is indeed an emotional and physical wreck. He's 20 pounds overweight, he's run down, he's deeply depressed. So you admit him as a sanitarium patient. You prescribe total rest and a strict, healthful diet, and weeks pass. Then one day the patient returns to your office. He's 20 pounds lighter, the color is back in his complexion, he seems bright, cheerful, and he tells you that he believes he is cured. He thanks you, says he's checking out of the sanitarium, that he will return to his home and his job. You smile, congratulate him on his recovery, and that is that. Or is it? Because over the next 12 years, the scenario which I have just described will recur four more times, same patient, and now on the occasion of this, his fifth nervous breakdown, you are faced with a tough decision. If the patient once again thinks he has recovered, will you again let him go? Or this time, will you not permit him to return to the world with which he is evidently incapable of coping? Well, the following is the real-life decision of the director of the institution. Even after his patient had had five nervous breakdowns, the chief of staff at the prestigious Battle Creek Sanitarium let him go home and back to work to try again. The name of the chief of staff was J.P. Kellogg. Yes, the same J.P. Kellogg who invented peanut butter and corn flakes and something else. He never gave up on a patient, considered no one in need to be hopeless. And because Dr. Kellogg did not give up that time on that particular patient with five nervous breakdowns, the latter thereafter resumed his life, recovered completely, to become the 29th President of the United States, Warren G. Harding. Now, you know the rest of the story.